Chapter 3. "So when you coming back, baby?" Takiya asked Daniel as she sat on his bed, watching him pack his clothes while she smoked a blunt. "Monday or Tuesday," Daniel answered. It was Wednesday evening. Daniel and his boys were going on vacation to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. He told Takiya that they were leaving tomorrow morning, but they were actually leaving that night. Daniel was taking Vashana Bailey, a woman he met a few months ago at a white party in Charlotte, North Carolina. He was drawn to her looks and intellectual conversation. Vashana owned a well-known beauty salon in Greensboro, North Carolina, called Gift of Styles. They had met for dinner periodically when their schedules permitted, but never spent time alone. So Daniel figured, since she's playing hard to get, he would take her along with him and his boys so she could feel that he really likes her and give up the goods. Daniel and Takiya Taylor had been together on and off for 3 years. The inconsistency was due to Daniel's unfaithfulness. Takiya had caught Daniel with 3 different women since they'd been together. The only thing he had to do was tell her he's sorry, that he loved her, forced a tear or two, and she would be wrapped around his finger again. He met Takiya 4 years ago at his cousin's Quincy's 4th of July cookout. She was stacked up just like he liked at the time when he was mainly focused on looks. 30-year-old massage therapist with her own practice, Daniel thought after finding this out. I'll keep her around for a little while. She could definitely help me ease some tension with a good back massage every now and then. Daniel grew to love Takiya's sense of humor, goal-oriented personality, her eagerness to please him, and the knowledge she always had of where the best weed was. But he was no longer in love with her. She fulfilled his physical and material needs, but this wasn't enough to make him want to remain faithful to her. There was something missing. Daniel shook his head as he looked at her while she was standing in front of the mirror, attached to his black solid oak dresser, brushing her light brown bob-length hair into a ponytail. The only reason he keeps her around now is for his convenience. She's always there, ready to please Daniel in any way possible.